90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. It's 11:06. And we're right in the middle of old school vinyl with the old professor. Glad to have you along, of course. Be with you until noon today. Jukebox review will be up at noon with Johnny G. So stick around. Great stuff coming up today. In our last set, we heard an instant replay. It's Dan Hartman. And it proved true on a couple of songs there. You really got a hold on me, you know. Heard a version of Eddie Money. And then the earlier one in Monterol. Yeah, it's that old. The Beatles. And starting us out was James Taylor. All letters here. Be as you are. Subtitle, as you see, as I am, I am. Kind of like LMAO, but no. Stop. Right there. Stop. Hi there. Hey, it's Mohawk Valley Giving Day Friday as we take a look at our Wony Weekly Update. Yes, even though another river, the Susquehanna, flows through the city limits, we're in the Mohawk Valley. Well, it's a community-wide giving day, so that's good. Benefits nonprofit organizations serving the Mohawk Valley, which we are a part of, apparently. So, say if you'd like to feed the hungry or help out a favorite history museum like Swart Wilcox or GOHS, Friday is your day, and you can choose from many organizations. So check out givemv.org to find out how you can help. Donate. givemv.org. And come for a walk and talk, hosted by the Empire State Service Corps. You'll meet new people, enjoy the outdoors, and support mental well-being together. You meet from 2:30 on Thursday outside of Alumni Hall. Friday is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Who'd have thought? From 1 to 9 p.m. in the International Lounge in Hut Union, you can learn about the sayings as Ahoy, matey, avast, aye, aye, captain, or arr, you scallywags. Oh, yeah, walk the plank. Yeah, you can have your picture taken on a pirate ship. Or if you ask nicely, you'll get some pirate swag, you scallywag. And if a good scary movie will make for a good Friday night out, come to Red Dragon Theater at 8 for a showing of Diabolique. This is a 1955 French psychological horror thriller. As the wife, a mistress of a hated school principal, planned to murder him with what they believe is the perfect alibi. It's free, and there's free food. There you go. That's some things that are coming up. And, yeah. More events on campus later in the week. Connect to oneonta.edu events. We've got a theme today. The last week of summer. Where'd it go? We're going to have summer-like weather, that's for sure. Can't get easier than this, really. Right through Sunday. Sunny, highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. Might be some patchy fog in the morning. Lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. No rain in sight, according to 12 News. Your meteorological staff. So enjoy the sun. Get out. And it's old school vinyl. We'll continue here with the theme of last week of summer. Glad you're here. Because it's old school vinyl. The old professor. On 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
play the game. And I know there's no reason till I go on searching. Just the same. I picked around your city, seen your vanity, Mr. Society. Can you hear me? You take your satisfaction and you cover all the action. But you love it.
Change it, will some fall.
90.9 WONY. Leave it to Beaver time? Really? It's old school vinyl. The old professor. Good morning to ya. There you go. 11:28. The old professor here. In this last set, we heard Toto and Rockmaker. We heard Steely Dan and Josie. Before that, the Moody Blues, and I'll Be Level With You. And starting us out, the Doobie Brothers with Wheels of Fortune. Hey, if you enjoyed this background music I've been talking over today, it's a band out of Rochester. It's a jazz band by the name of Cabo Frio. So, just for information's sake. So, yeah. Glad to have you along. We're going to go back in history of the late summer. It's the end of summer. But, you know, times can get stressful here around campus, elsewhere. There's the academic workload we've got, you know, keeping up with friends, social media, dealing with some difficult people. I do that occasionally. At times, all this stress can just get to you. But don't let it get to you, okay? At SUNY Oneonta, we want you to feel safe, have someone to help, someone to just listen, okay? Counseling Center can help. Counseling Center provides short-term individual counseling, daily crisis appointments, and more. Just visit oneonta.edu Counseling Center for an appointment or other service. That's Counseling Center. Oneonta.edu Counseling Center. There we go. Counseling Center. They're there to help. That is a public service message. 90.9 WONY. And public service announcements, that's part of my media writing class. I have assigned a challenge to my students to write something local. And if it's any good, you may be hearing them here in the future. My media writing students here at SUNY Oneonta, where I teach. I'm the old professor for real. Yeah. The historian in real life downtown in the city. We're glad to be with you. Jukebox Journey's coming up in a little over half an hour with Johnny G. So stick around. Got some more vinyl. Almost all 45s in this next set. Yeah. Theme of the day. Last week of summer. And if you were around in the summer of 1980, if you were even around, do you remember what you were doing? Maybe some do. But this is what we were listening to while we were doing it. Old school vinyl. The old professor. 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked.
Right, you can find the joy. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. And we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you liked piña coladas and getting caught.
90.9 WONY. On unmistakably the summer of 1980. Soundtrack of what you were doing, where you were. Some of you weren't around, but that's what we were listening to. We heard Rocky Burnett, and Tired of Towing the Line. The Rolling Stones in an emotional rescue. If you love pina coladas, go and escape. Rupert Holmes. And unmistakably, 75,000 times I think I heard it that summer, Christopher Cross, Sailing. But that's what we were listening to in the summer of 1980 as we kind of come to a close here for the last week of summer on Old School Vinyl with me, Old Professor. Kind of hour we kind of look back a little bit on things that were going on, reminisce. Oneonta's urban renewal projects were making State Times news. Most of it centered on the old Broad Street, not surprisingly, the party street for so many years. Water Street wasn't far away from being the new place to be. Now, we're not a commercial station, but advertising with the State Times were places like Stereo Lab on Chestnut Street and West. You get your new stereo. The Copper Fox had been displaced by urban renewal and said they'd be opening soon somewhere downtown. And the Open Door Restaurant was across from the Y on Ford Avenue. Now, we had a visit here recently from Sal Palantonio. He's a big guy with ESPN, Sports Center, and NFL Sunday. And he addressed some students here from far away. But he had something in the State Times from September of 1975 this week. And he said, are we running a sports country club for a select few athletes while the rest are frustrated into spectators? Well, he was suggesting, let's go to all intramurals. If this happened, I think people would really enjoy school spirit. A school spirit all of us can grasp directly as true participants. That's Sal Palantonio. He got some blowback from this. My goodness, the athletic department, some of the athletes themselves, and they kind of did it back and forth for weeks about pros and cons. Sal Palantonio, how about that? So what was at the movies here in Oneonta? Well, Peter Sellers starred in The Return of the Pink Panther at the Showcase Cinema. That was on Elm Street. And it was the movie musical Tommy playing at the Oneonta Theater of, you know, the Pinball Wizard fame. Yeah. So that's some of the culture. Our life and times here at SUNY Oneonta and around the city. All right. Jukebox Journey is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to hand that over to Johnny G. We'll keep you going along until 2 this afternoon. Thank you for tagging along today. I enjoyed your company. We'll do this again next week, of course, Tuesday. The show will be archived later. Watch for the link. I'll go do something professorial now. Maybe office hours or something. I don't know. A cup of tea. I don't know. We'll figure out something. I'm going to leave you with some Elton John. 1975. Old school vinyl. With the Old Professor. I'll be seeing you. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Like all the lights were red.